Hey there, sex fans, welcome back. Today is Monday, January 21st, 2013, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge. And I'm your host, that savagely scintillating sexologist, Dr. Dick.
You are in a bad mood. You must be getting your period.
I am not in a bad mood, nor am I having my period, but thank you very much. So, alrighty then. It's time for our first Q&A show for the new year. I have a whole bunch of very interesting correspondents vying for their moment in the sunshine, so to speak. Each and every one is ready to share his or her sex and relationship concerns with us, and I will do my level best to make my responses informative, enriching, and maybe even a little entertaining.
Everybody online as a New Yorker has to know our rate of intercourse?
Not necessarily, unless, of course, you want to tell them. But before we begin our show today, a word from our sponsor, the Perfect Fit brand. Perfect Fit is a relative newcomer to the adult product marketplace. You know, my constant complaint about the sex toy industry's old guard is that it's stodgy and old-fashioned, and they often put profit way ahead of people. Not so with the Perfect Fit brand. There seems to be no end to their creativity and innovation, as well as commitment to making healthy, fun, and sexy products that won't fuck up the environment. All their products are designed and developed in-house, and that ensures quality in both materials and functionality. But hey, don't take my word for it. Check out what the Dr. Dick review crew is saying about the Perfect Fit brand. Use the search function in the header of either one of my sites, drdicksexadvice.com or drdicksextoyreviews.com. Type in Perfect Fit brand and presto.
It's not natural. We're sleeping in a bed together. You know, it's been a long time.
Pleading will get you everywhere. And here's a tip. The Fat Boy Cock Extender is the winner of our coveted Best Product or Toy for Men for 2012. Trust me, once you've read the reviews, you'll want to pick up one for yourself. Be sure to check out all their great products by visiting their website, cleverly named PerfectFitBrand.com. Your sex life will never be the same, I promise. Okay, on with the show. And to begin with, let's mosey on over to the big voicemail machine and see what's happening there.
Yeah, I got a middle-aged white male, and from Iowa, name's John. Anyway, I'm just on here because I really enjoy masturbating by myself or with somebody. I really enjoy phone sex and trading pics back and forth, and I'm just wondering if there is a site or a phone number to call where people just like to do that for fun and you don't have to pay a bunch of money, and like a club or an organization or just some horny people that like to sit around and play with themselves and talk to somebody else while they do it. Love the thought of getting good and hard for somebody while I play with my cock, and want to know if there's other like-minded individuals. And I would also like to know, do you like to have fun sex and jack off while someone else is talking to you? Anyway, horny as hell. Hope to see an answer.
Hey, John, thanks for stopping by. You sound like you've got it really going on. And what a sexy, husky voice you have. Kind of makes you the ideal phone sex companion, huh? How fun. Okay, so you want to know if there is a club or organization or website or something dedicated to the art of jacking off alone or with others. Well, you're in luck. I actually have this fantastic resource for you. It's a website, a big website, some might even say huge website, full of thousands and thousands of men from all over the world and of every affectional interest, gay, bi, straight, and everything in between. The site is called BateWorld, BateWorld. It's a free site to anyone of legal age who wants to participate, but they also have a premium membership option which allows you to share in all of the aspects of the BateWorld community. Some of these features include video chat, special interest groups, and more. The premium membership also allows you to access all of the videos. And if you're up for it, you can also post your own stroking movies on the site. You'll be able to browse through thousands of the hottest amateur videos from all the other horny BateWorld men. I encourage you to check it out, and if you do, be sure to mention that I, Dr. Dick, turned you onto the site. Now, you're probably wondering why I know so much about this site. Well, I'll tell you. I interviewed the founders of BateWorld, David and Peter, for a segment in my Sex Wisdom podcast series way back in July of last year. So look for this fantastic two-part interview on my site, drdicksexadvice.com. Simply use the search function in the header and type in BateWorld, and voila! Good luck!
My name is Rocky. I'm 62 years old. It's January 7th. And my question is this. After some pretty intense anal sex, I sometimes find it difficult to urinate, sometimes more difficult than others, just depending on how active we've been. Is it possible that in the process of bottoming in anal sex, I could be kind of locating some of the plumbing down there that would make this difficult? And is this a problem? It generally works itself out by the time I begin to urinate. I assume that everything's straightened back out again, but I thought I would double check. I know others have the same concern, and so I look forward to your reply.
Hey, Rocky. Yes, I have heard a similar complaint from other men, and I think your guess about a vigorous fuck shaking things up in your nether regions is as good a guess as any. But I also suggest to me that your pelvic musculature may not be as toned as it might be. It's your pelvic muscles that hold all your disparate parts in place inside your pelvic cavity. I'm also thinking that if you are on the receiving end of a powerful ass fuck on a regular basis, you really need to keep those muscles toned or your asshole will become flabby, and no one wants to fuck a saggy hole, right? So, if you want to prevent this from happening, start by making sure your PC muscle is in tip-top shape. Don't know your PC muscle from a hole in your head? Then you haven't been paying attention over here at drdicksexadvice.com, because I go on and on about this topic several times every year. Let's start with a little bit of an anatomy lesson. You have several pelvic floor muscles. The one we're concerned about is called the pubococcygeus muscle, or PC muscle for short. Anyhow, it supports and holds in place our internal sex organs in both women and men. This muscle is attached to the front of the pelvic bone and goes all the way around to your butthole, where one's PC muscle is taut and toned. A contraction can be felt all over the pelvic area. Cock, cunt, clit, prostate, asshole, you name it. So you see how important this muscle is to performance as well as pleasure for both women and men, right? Now, to keep your PC muscle taut and toned, you do Kegel exercises. What are Kegels, you ask? Well, you haven't been paying attention, have you? Kegel are muscle contraction and relaxation exercises designed to help restore and tone muscles that surround the opening of your urethra, your anus, and most importantly, your prostate. So let's try this for starters. Imagine that you are trying to stop yourself from farting or trying to hold your pee. Notice that feeling of squeezing and lifting. It's a sensation of your pelvic muscles tightening and drawing up. Try it now while you're listening to me. That's the beauty part of Kegels. You can do them anywhere and anytime. If you are finding it difficult to isolate the muscle group, insert a finger in your ass before you start doing your Kegels. If you feel pressure around your finger while you are tensing your PC muscle, then you are on the right track. Now here's a starter routine for you to work on. Start with 5 strong prolonged squeezes. Hold for 5 seconds. And then relax. Then to do a series of 10 rapid contractions in a row. Doing these 3 sets of 2 types of Kegels twice a day for a week is your goal. Let's go over that one more time. Start with 5 strong prolonged squeezes. Hold for 5 seconds apiece and then relax. Then do a series of 10 rapid contractions in a row, and doing 3 sets of these 2 types of Kegels twice a day for a week is your goal. Now, when you've accomplished this, you're ready to increase the set to 8 or 10 prolonged squeezes or 20 rapid contractions in a set twice a day for a week. The advanced Kegler is able to vary the type and duration of his or her PC squeezing, slow prolonged clenches to quick flutters. And if you really want to pump things up, use a small dildo or a butt plug when you are practicing your Kegels. These will help you tighten up even faster. Alrighty then, good luck. Hey Dr. Dick, what is that toll-free podcast voicemail hotline number? Why, it's 866-422-5680. Don't be shy. Let it fly. Okay, next we hear from Holly, who is 48 and writes from Los Angeles. This is my first time ever as a single woman. Never been on a real date. My sex drive is the best it has been, and I have fallen in love for the first time. Yeah, at 48, I know. What can I do as far as actions that will lead him to show, verbalize, or treat me like I'm the only one? I always am last on his list, if I'm even on it. And that's only when we get together to have sex for hours and hours. That is about as far as us go together. It didn't used to be like that always. I've waited faithfully for him. What can I do so that he will show his true intentions as far as what I am to him, and where do I fit into his life, if I fit in at all? I am at a place where I am so over his games that if I knew his true feelings for me, I will either hit the road or continue to hang around waiting for him. Now, before I could even get around to responding to Holly, I got another email from her that reads this. I just submitted a question, and to be honest, I think I already know the answer. But it would be good to hear another Dick's perspective. I am 48, like I said. But I am by no means 48 physically, sexually, looks, figure, size, skin, hair, eyes, voice, and love spontaneous adventures. I am between a 5 and a 7 in jean size, small to medium top, blonde hair, hazel eyes, my ass is a small version of J-Lo's, tiny waist, flat stomach, very soft skin, pink nipples, smooth-tied pussy, and the type of men that are approaching me are young, much, much younger, as young as 22. I don't know how to take this, as a joke or for real. I don't believe that much of what most dicks say to me anyway, so That's probably my biggest problem. I don't trust, nor do I believe dicks. I don't know how to talk to a cute guy that interests me. I just want to run and hide. I have zero experience in flirting, small talk, so that he will ask for my number and take me out someplace really nice without expecting me to have sex with him. Oh, if I'm interested, I definitely am fantasizing about having sex with him, but I want him to respect me as a woman and not as a bimbo. He's not going to tap that ass or toot it or boot it with me. How can I meet a nice, honest, loving, real man in a non-threatening way so that I won't run? What do you talk about anyway? And how will I know when I have met the right one? And last, how do you know you are really in love with more than just his dick? And how do you know he really loves you as well and not just my pussy? And the fact that I love to give a man head as well as get it. Please help, Dr. Dick. Holy cow, she's Holly. How is it that you're 48 years old and still absolutely clueless about men and dating and love and sex? Where have you been? A convent? I'm going to go way out on a limb here and guess that if you're fraternizing with dudes in their 20s, they are in it for the sex and not particularly for the love. I hasten to add that that's not just a bad thing necessarily. Folks can have great sex without love and great love without sex. In fact, I'm of the mind that the two things rarely go together, at least not for the long haul. It also appears to me that you are trapped in a rather antiquated model of female-male relationships. You want to know how to lure a nice, honest, loving, real man into your life? Someone who will be faithful to you, which I assume you mean you want him to be sexually exclusive with you. At the same time, you mistrust all the dicks you meet. This suggests to me that you are going about all of this in the wrong way. You know, things have changed in the last 48 years. For good or for worse, casual sex is the norm these days. You don't want to give it up anyway? That's fine too. Just don't expect that either men your age or younger puppies who are sniffing around your pussy will share your value system. Now, I'm not a betting man, but if I were, I'd also guess that you are fishing in the wrong pond. Sounds to me that you are displaying all your fine wares in a very seductive environment, bars, clubs, and the like. These waters are filled with sharks, my dear. You won't find what you're looking for, but you will find lots of dicks. You will be more likely to find the kind of companionship that you're looking for at a church group. You might find him in a special interest group for singles, like a hiking club or cooking classes, theater club or wine tasting club, art classes, travel club, etc. And my final piece of advice is that you not search for him at all. That's right. Go about your life like you don't need anyone to complete you. Engage in all the life-fulfilling and enriching activities that you can handle. And if your soulmate is out there, he will find you. Nothing is more attractive to men than self-satisfied women. Your desperation and your neediness make you an easy mark for all the dicks out there. Good luck. Now we hear from Brian. We don't know how old he is or where he writes from, but he writes, "What's the best electro-anal butt plug for the price? I'm looking for something that does the trick really well, but hopefully doesn't cost $200. Do the Zeus torpedoes even work? I'd like to insert at least 4, if possible. Thanks, Brian." Holy cow, you want not just 1, but 4 electro butt plugs in your hole at once? Yikes, that sounds more than a little greedy, no? And no, I don't think that it's possible, not necessarily in terms of size, but electro-wise. Come on, think about it. Unfortunately, I don't have any information about the Zeus torpedo, so I can't help you there. What I can say is, when it comes to eSTEM, I think it would be advisable to choose a quality product over an inexpensive product. And it just stands to reason that you don't get quality for cheap. Is the Zeus torpedo a quality product? I can't honestly say. What I can tell you is that the Dr. Dick review crew did a whole series of reviews on eSTEM products from the PES people. That's Paradise Electro Stimulations. They're a wonderful company to deal with. And all of these reviews are posted on Dr. Dick Sex Advice and DrDickSexToyReviews.com. We even created a special category for e-stimulation. Check it out. Use the search function in the header of either one of my sites, DrDickSexAdvice.com or DrDickSexToyReviews.com. Type in E-STIM, and voila! Next up is Connor, who writes, my partner has been having redness and sensitivity right below the shaft of his penis, but hasn't been having any discharge or burning sensations while climaxing or urinating. We both think it's from overuse because it seems to get a lot less red when he stops touching it. Do you have any advice or concerns? Okay, Connor, so you know that I'm a PhD kind of doctor and not an MD kind of doctor, right? Good, because I don't dispense medical advice, and I suggest that all medical questions be referred to a physician. Now, that being said, there are several other reasons redness might appear on a guy's unit other than an SDI, which I guess was your first concern, right? Overuse, as you suggest, is probably the more likely culprit. So, is your partner manhandling his cock? Is he using a high-quality lube when he pulls his pud? If not, you should give that a try. Stay away from lubes with additives. There are several organic lubes on the market for y'all to choose from. Allow me to direct your attention to one in particular. It's called Aloe Cadabra. I love the name. It contains vitamin E, and, you guessed it, natural aloe. Look for our reviews on DrDickSexToyReviews.com. Use the search function in the header. Type in Aloe Cadabra, C-A-D-A-B-R-A, and presto! Now, your partner could also be having an allergic reaction to something. Could be body soap or laundry detergent. If he thinks this might be the culprit, he might consider a medicated body powder applied liberally to his crotch until the episode blows over. Let me know if you have any thoughts or concerns. Well, just a couple hours later, he writes back, Connor does, and he says, I have another question for you. How long after exposure to HIV do night sweats accompany it? Is it generally when the flu-like symptoms happen after exposure around 2 to 12 days. You know, a person recently infected with HIV may live for months with the virus before any symptoms appear. However, there are a few things to look for. Many men who have been infected with HIV experience mild to moderate fever. This could be confused with a cold or the flu, but this fever will often be accompanied by a headache. Sometimes this symptom will present itself in as little as 2 weeks after transmission. Another common symptom of HIV infection is swollen glands. These may be any of the lymph glands within the body. Sometimes a guy infected with HIV will notice the presence of a rash somewhere on his body, but it won't necessarily be a rash in his crotch or on his dick. A later sign of infection is diarrhea. This may or may not be accompanied by other symptoms such as fever, rash, or swollen glands. Some men will experience a certain amount of unexplained weight loss when infected with the virus. And depending on a man's white blood cell count, he may also feel lethargic and have an overall lack of energy. Say, Connor, is it time for you to get tested, pup? Next we hear from Michael. He writes, "Why, when I do meth, does my penis shrink up and won't get hard?" Well, Michael, this is known as crystal dick. This is meth's little practical joke on those who use meth. A heightened horniness, but a flaccid willy. Not all crystal users develop erection problems, but it does happen more frequently with long-term or high-dose usage. Your garden variety erection happens when specific brain chemicals, mostly serotonin and dopamine, react to the things that turn you on. The muscles and blood vessels in your pelvis cause you to get a boner, but there are also a lot of things that will interfere with your ability to get wood. For instance, if your testosterone or hormone levels are low, especially if you're also HIV positive, you're going to have problems with your erections. If you are taking certain medications or have other health concerns, which will interfere with the arousal stage of your sexual response cycle. Emotional and psychological factors also play a part, and, of course, erection problems become more common as we get older. Now, in terms of meth, frequent use can cause severe changes in dopamine and serotonin levels in our body. Over time, your brain can have trouble sending the right messages to your cock. Regular crystal use also puts constant stress on parts of your nervous system that will regulate normal blood flow between muscles and tissue. And finally, crystal shrinks blood vessels, making the problem even worse. No one knows why some men get crystal dick and others don't, but we do know that using more crystal will not fix the problem, and Viagra and the other ED medications aren't the answer either. The best solution for you may be to lay off crystal for a while. Most men see their erections return once they take a substantial break from meth or seriously cut down their use. It's hard, no pun intended, to say how long it will take for your cock to bounce back, so to speak. The recovery time varies, but the results are usually positive. Unless you have other health issues, this type of erectile dysfunction is generally not permanent once the crystal is out of the picture. Good luck. Finally, I have a very lengthy message from a woman named Lily. She writes from Atlanta, or Hotlanta, as she calls it. I found the best way for me to address what she presents is by breaking up her message into smaller parts. So here goes. Hey, Lily. First, I want to thank you for taking the time to write such an extensive message. Most of the queries I get are so brief that I often have to ask a whole bunch of follow-up questions just to get a minimal sense of what the fuck is going on with my correspondent. Not you. I'm reveling in the gory details, don't you know? Second, thank you for restoring my confidence in the concept that us older folks, those who have been in long-term relationships, can still have a vibrant and, I might add, a wee bit kinky sex life. So many of my correspondents are living without. They are sad and depressed because of the dearth of nookie in their life. It just breaks my heart. So here's how Lily begins her message. I am 50. My husband is 47. We've been married for a very long time. The sex is great. We make love and had sex, lots of oral, a minimum of 5 times a week in our 20s. In our 30s, I wanted to explore more and led my husband into masturbation and toy play. We were still making love the same amount of time, but with the added play, we were up to a minimum of 12 times a week having sex. Holy cow! When do you perverts find time to eat? All kidding aside, I'm so delighted that you guys are expanding your sexual repertoire. You've also apparently happened upon one of the most important tenets of a successful sex life, at least it is for me, and that is grounding all of our sexual expression in masturbation. I know this sounds counterintuitive to a lot of people, but I am absolutely certain of this. And I'm not talking about a furtive wank just to relieve sexual tension, but masturbation with the purpose of exploring and furthering understanding our sexual response. This is particularly important to those of us of a certain age, if you catch my drift. Introducing sex toys to play is also best done through masturbation. This could very well be mutual masturbation, but still masturbation. And once I've garnered some information about my sexual response with the particular toy, I can then share that information with my partner or partners. Lily goes on to write, I'm in our late 30s and 40s, I was headed toward even more variety with cum play becoming a huge fascination and a large part of everything we did. I'd rub it everywhere, put it everywhere, kiss with it, and eventually swap it. It took my husband a while to acclimate to this, but he did. He will eat it out of me and swap it any time now. I also got heavily into oral anal on my husband, which in turn got him into doing it to me. Anytime we did this, we discovered the recipient would be open to doing anything, and I do mean anything. Very cool. So glad that you're into DNA play. What a delightful antidote to all of the correspondents I hear from, primarily women, that report a disdain for or even a revulsion by a guy's nut. You, on the other hand, are reveling in your hubby's spooge. I'm so delighted that your enjoyment has spilled over, no pun intended, into his enjoyment. So many men, mostly straight men, I'm afraid, have never played with, let alone tasted, their own jizz. This seems odd to me, since most of these men want their female partners to swallow their nut. So she goes on to say, this is when we added fingering, toy play, wall suction toys, and strap-ons, and to our oral and anal. We have done anal on me occasionally throughout our marriage, but nothing to the magnitude of what took place over the next few years. We seriously got into DP, that's double penetration. I fingered my husband, used toys on him, and was able to feed him cum anytime I wanted. Things progressed down this road rapidly due to all the oral anal, and yes, we are very careful and clean. I say, go, you go. She goes on to say, late in our 40s, my masturbation slowed to a point. I just never do it. Cum play was still interesting to me, but I didn't do it either. Anal oral went the way of the dodo bird. Toy play still takes place on me, but only if my husband pursues it. I seldom take it anally anymore. I know you are wondering, what the heck happened? I reached a plateau, I guess. Vaginally, the sex got better, way better, multi-orgasmic better, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, even upwards to 11 times in a row. On average, I orgasm 5 times, so after that, I couldn't care less about sex for 3 weeks or more. See how the dynamics changed? Yes, I see how things have changed, and not always for the best, I'm guessing. I'm sure you're going to follow this up with where your man is with all of this, right? And indeed she does. She goes on to say, I feel bad in the fact that I do not want sex any more frequently than this, but this is all I need after such massive releases. And my poor husband wants it all the time. Here is where we currently are. I'm good for every 3 or 4 weeks. Hubby wants something every day, and not just once, but multiple orgasms and play. So what I have done is to continue to encourage him to play, and over time he has grown open to masturbating on his own, not just with his penis, but also anally, and will even throw in cum play. I've walked in on him with 3 fingers up his ass. He loves wall toys and strap-on, tied to poles, posts, and other furniture. I love it. I am so glad he has availed himself to the joys of free self-pleasuring. Now, there you go, darling. I would love to meet your husband. What a guy. I applaud him taking his own pleasure in hand, both literally and figuratively. And he sure has taken to ass play like a pro, hasn't he? Again, very commendable. Lily goes on to write, I participate by smacking him on the butt, telling him how hot it looks, asking questions about what he's doing, how it feels, what he's going to do next, or telling him what I'd like to see next. He loves for me to tell him to fuck that hole and drink his gum. He even gets less inhibited the dirtier I talk. I even take mirrors holding for him to see what I see. I take pictures of him, showing him what I like about it, and videos of him doing himself or coming into his own mouth. Yes, I've been able to get him to do all of this. It was one of the hottest things he does besides the anal rampaging. I love to watch it. Amazing! Really, you guys make such a good couple. If I could only tell you how refreshing your reporting is to me, so many couples of your age and even younger have no such fun in their sex play. And I put the word in play in quotes because most of the people I hear from see sex as work or a drudgery, certainly not an opportunity to play. I also love the way you egg your man on. Good for you. Instead of leaving him to his own devices, you cheer him from the sidelines. I also appreciate the fact that you feel comfortable enough to slap his ass and talk dirty to him. And I think it's grand that he allows you the space to participate in this way while not actually getting more physically and or genitally involved. She goes on to say, we still kiss a lot and I do get cum from kissing, and the scent is intoxicating on his lips. I love the aroma of cum on him. Another of my favorites is when he puts cum all over his lips and leaves it there. It is one of the things that gets me so wet. I know, so why not make love? Well, he is now flaccid, and I don't need it yet, so where's the point? I continue to encourage him to fuck himself daily, play with his cum, anus, penis, toys, strap-ons, and dirty talk. I also type out scenarios of this for him to do. I buy him new sex toys, make suggestions, help him explore. Of course, I still suck him some and give him hand jobs, even finger him. But he is so much better at it than me. Plus, I can watch better if he's doing it himself. Although I do like to help spread him and press each larger item into him. Kudos to both of you for honoring one another's limits. And finally, she says, now to my question. I have a coworker who is bi, very clean, handsome, and we've all had this discussion. He even made the suggestion, why not let my husband experience what I experience all these years from him, taking a penis anally, taking cum directly from a penis. I don't want my husband to feel threatened in his manliness. I merely would like to offer him the option of sharing my experience. He will take cum now. He loves anal on himself, so why not? It may never happen, but at least I'd like to make an offer. And honestly, the whole idea makes me really wet. As you suggest, it's a very small leap from where he is now to where you think he might want to go in the future with his with your bi coworker. I'll bet it makes you wet. Since you have this wonderful openness with your husband about your sexual desires and expressions, my suggestion is that you just pop the question. You could start out with something like, "Say, honey, I was wondering, do you suppose you'd like to give the real thing a go?" If you keep the discussion open-ended, there's little likelihood that your man will see this as a threat to his maleness. I mean, it's not like this is unprecedented territory. I know several heterosexual men who occasionally have same-sex encounters, either to please themselves or their female partners. One of these days, I'll have to tell you the story about this beautiful straight couple that I know who troll gay bars looking for men to fuck the handsome bottom butt boy in the couple. It's such a totally hot story. Lily says, "Also, just as a side note, it would give my husband more frequent sex without just having to masturbate and use toys. I do not want him ever to feel effeminate. He is the manliest man I know, and I don't want him to come across as if I'm challenging that. I researched it, and I know that it's called cockholding, and that's not what I want to do. So my question is how to persuasively ask, or better yet, request this of my husband without threatening his manhood." Darling, a guy getting it up the ass with either a dildo or a real flesh-and-blood dong doesn't diminish a guy's masculinity. That kind of thinking went out in the 1950s. You all sound so liberated, I'd hate to see you sink to accept that fiction. My final piece of advice is that your man seems to have a bit of a submissive streak, and you, on the other hand, have a bit of a dominant streak. This power dynamic might work to your advantage. You could make the introduction of this other male to your sex play part of your power play. That's what this hot couple that I mentioned earlier does. The hot young bottom butt boy gives up his ass to men his wife picks out for him. Not because the pleasure involved, although I'm sure there's a lot of pleasure involved, but because he is pleasing his dom wife. It's brilliant. Maybe I'll try to dig up that correspondence and share with you at some point. Till then, know that you've made my day, and keep it up, so to speak, and feel free to keep me posted on your exploits. I'm dying to hear more. Good luck. Well, that's it for today, sex fans. Tune in next time for more Sex Advice with an Edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. Again, this week's podcast sponsor is the fabulous Perfect Fit brand. This innovative sex toy company is kicking ass all around the world. They are racking up award nominations at all the industry shows. And while that's all well and good, the real test is how their customers respond to their product line. Well, to make a long story short, they are blowing the competition out of the water.
You know, you used to think that I was very sexy. When we first started going out, we had sex constantly. We're probably listed in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Are you sure you're talking about our sex life? Anyhow, the Perfect Fit brand slogan says it all. Amazing is our standard. In addition to all their fun, sexy products for both guys and gals, this company also has a social conscience. Besides sponsoring my sex-positive shows, they are contributing to the communities where their employees and customers live. Their contributions come in many forms, like fundraising, product donations, as well as support for nonprofit groups. Check out all their great products by visiting their website, cleverly named PerfectFitBrand.com. Your sex life will never be the same. And don't forget to look for all of the reviews of their products on DrDickSexToyReviews.com. Use the search function in the header, type in Perfect Fit Brand, and bang! Okay, until next week, remember, sex is good, and good sex is even better. Over and out.